This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House, now come to order. Leading us in prayer today from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association, Pastor Matt Spoden, and the page of the day, Representative Mark Willardson.
I invite you to pray or meditate as you need to. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day and for gathering us all here safely. Lord, as we begin this season of Lent where we follow your Son to the cross, help us to reflect on our own ways that we need to be transformed, recognizing that we are not perfect people, and yet you are able to transform us to have a new life and a clean spirit. God, as we come before you, maybe tired, maybe energized, help us to all just care for one another and to trust that your love and your presence is with us this day and all days. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overweg, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfeld, Ryan, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosch.
I'm here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 35th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
Motion having been made, seconded. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Communications.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 8, 2022, I approved House Bills 1083, 1130, 1153, 1169, and 1195, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Kristi Noem, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Amendment and Rolling has carefully compared House 12, 1033, 1084, 1127, 1133, 1174, 1279, 1325, and 1328, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
Conference committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 81 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate and House do concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 81. Respectfully submitted, Helene Duhamel, Chair, Tim Reed, Chair. Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 211 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate and House do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 211 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully submitted, Gary L. Kamak, Chair, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
Thank you.
These are all the committees. Okay.
Conference committees. House Bill 1044 has already been done. House Bill 1166 will be held in room 464 at 12:30. House Bill 1209 will be held in room 413 at 11 a.m. House Bill 1210 will be heard in 413 at 10:30 a.m. House Bill 1281 will be heard in room 414 at 10:15 a.m. House Bill 1306 will be heard in room 423 at 12 p.m. Senate Bill 109 has met. Senate Bills 161 in room 412 at 2 p.m. Senate Bill 174 in room 412 at 11 a.m. Senate Bill 196 is at 1:30 p.m. in room 414. Senate Bill 198 is in room 423 at 11 a.m. And Senate Bill 24 will be held at 1:30 p.m. in room 412. And that is what we have so far for conference committees. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and it's my honor, along with Speaker Gosch, to introduce the Selby Area High School Government class under the direction of Mr. Hilzendigger and Mrs. Haupt. Wave and please everyone stand up and give them a rousing applause.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for finally making it to your capital in South Dakota. Thanks, guys.
Any further announcements? Hearing none, the House will be at ease awaiting reports from conference committees. Another conference committee to report in room 414 at 2 o'clock will be Senate Bill 103.
The House will come back to order. Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 109 respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate and House do not concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 109 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully, Lee Schoenbeck, Chair, Hugh Bartles, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on House Bill 1166 respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate and House do not concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1166 and do not appoint a new committee. Respectfully, Tom Pischke, Chair, John Wick, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 196 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Jean Hunhoff, Chair, Linda Duba, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on House Bill 1306 respectfully reports that it has under consideration the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Caleb Fink, Chair, Brian Breitling, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on House Bill 1210 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Kent Peterson, Chair, Casey Crabtree, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on House Bill 1209 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Kent Peterson, Chair. Respectfully submitted, Casey Crabtree, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 174 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with a recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully, Jack Colbeck, Chair, Chris Johnson, Chair. Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 24 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with a recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Brian Breitling, Chair, Fred Deutsch, Chair. Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 161 respectfully reports it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with a recommendation that the Senate and House do concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 161. Respectfully submitted, Brian J. Breitling, Chair, Rocky Blair, Chair. Okay.
Motions. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 81, 104, 109, and 211. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Okay. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. on Thursday, March 10th, the 37th legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative David Anderson moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 104, as found on page 635 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second. Motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, the question being Representative Anderson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 104 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Fink votes aye.
Representative Goodwin.
I was going to ask personal privilege, but I'll wait for the vote.
Okay.
May votes aye.
Oh, I'm under Gosh.
Are you still under? Okay,
yeah.
What do you do?
We'll have to take him off. He's excused.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'll excuse him, but what do you want?
I'm a yay.
Gosh votes aye. Hansen votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 68, nays 2.
So the motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted. Representative Goodwin.
A personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Up to my right, next to my lovely wife, Marcia, is Renee Clements. She came here from Miller, South Dakota. Her husband couldn't be here because they started calving. So if you could give her a warm welcome.
Welcome.
Representative Reed moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 81 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The committee put the bill back to the form that we passed it in this body. So I ask for your green vote to concur with the committee.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being Representative Reed's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 81 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
May votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 67, nays 2, excused 1.
So the Reed motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Odenbach, move that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 211 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Odenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We would ask for your green vote for do not concur, do not appoint, which is how it came out of the Conference Committee. The House and Senate could not reconcile their differences. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being on Representative Odenbach's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 211 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative May. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 57, nays 12, excused 1.
So the Odenbach motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Bartles, move that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 109 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The motion of the report of the Conference Committee is to do not concur and do not reappoint. I've had several people come up and ask me why, so I thought I would take this moment to do that. The Secretary of the Department of Social Services came to our conference hearing at my request, and she stated that she had $16 million in federal fund authority under ARPA that she would put toward the opening of the Watertown facility and the Yankton facility and the Sioux Falls appropriate regional mental health facilities before it went anywhere else. She wanted to get three of them open and running. So this $100 million in general funds was not needed.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, then the question being Representative Bartle's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 109 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Okay. Chris Johnson votes aye. Representative May. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 69, excused 1.
So the Bartles motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Okay. Representative Pishke moved that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1166 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Pishke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, unfortunately, the Senate and the House were not able to come to terms with House Bill 1166, so we had to make a motion here to do not adopt and do not appoint. The Senate wanted to put us in an unfavorable situation of bringing back another bill that we've killed three times, and so they weren't able to move on that, so we had to, unfortunately, kill the bill. So, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being Representative Pishke's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1166 be adopted. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Gosh votes no. Representative Drury, Representative Kevin Jensen. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 56, nays 14.
So the Pishke motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Fink moved that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1306 be adopted.
Thank you. That motion having been made and seconded. Discussion on the motion, Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, this takes 1306 back to a form where it has $25 million in it for the Rural Access Infrastructure Fund, spreads that out over a three-year period of time. I'm very happy with that. That'll give us about $10 million a year to start addressing some of these issues that we have with small structures in our state. I think we've done a lot of good work, and I would encourage you to concur and adopt the Conference Committee report on this. So give it a green vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? On the motion. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being Representative Fink's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1306 be adopted. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Fitzgerald, Representative Carr, Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 69, nays 1.
So the Fink motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Duba moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 196 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Duba.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. So what we're doing here with this bill is we're taking this back up to $5 million. These will be in the form of grants. They'll be managed by the Department of Social Services. And what they'll be doing is looking for programs across the state that will be offering faith-based addiction counseling for women. We already have programs like this for men in our state. We don't for women. And keep in mind that almost 80% of the women that are in the current state prison have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. So I urge your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being Representative Duba's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on 196 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Gosh votes aye. Representative Marty. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 56, nays 14.
So the Duba motion, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1209 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1209 is the National Music Museum. We had passed it out of here at $3 million. The Senate had an amendment down to $2 million and then to a dollar. We've put it back to $2 million. I'd ask for your concurrence, a green vote to adopt this report. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question being on Representative Peterson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1209 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Poyer. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 47, nays 21, excused 2.
So the Peterson motion, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1210 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, the discussion on your motion, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the biomedical facility and the research park in Sioux Falls. We had passed it out of here with $15 million in it. The Senate had amended it down to a dollar, and we simply put it back into the original form with $15 million in it. I'd ask for your green vote and concurrence on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Then the question being, Representative Peterson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1210 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Anderson, Representative Fitzgerald. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 51, nays 17, excused 2.
So the Peterson motion, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Chris Johnson moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 174 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on your motion, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, the Senate had sent, had taken this bill down to $1 before it was sent over to the House, and then we amended it back up to $16 million, passed it out of the House, you'll remember, unanimously. But the Senate did not agree with that, so in our conference committee, we agreed to split it right down the middle and go with $8 million, and I would ask for your green vote on concurring on that recommendation.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion. Representative Overweg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, am going to rise and ask you to support this. There's no one in here, you know, less happy than me right now, but it's the process we go through. It's statesmanship, and we get what we get. So please vote green. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, the question then being Representative Johnson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 174 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Gosh votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 67, nays 1, excused 2.
So the Johnson motion, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Deutsch moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 24 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Deutsch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I'm going to ask you to vote green on concurrence. This is the negotiations that occurred between the two chambers on the number of home grow marijuana plants. As you call, this chamber had come to the opinion that they wanted zero. The Senate came to the opinion of six, and the committee offered a compromise of two mature, two immature, and a total of four. If we fail to advance this, then it goes back to unlimited home grow plants, and I don't think anybody in here wants unlimited. So I'd ask for your green vote to concur.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion, Representative Kynes.
Thank you, Speaker. I ask you, the members of the House, to resist this and vote no. I was on this committee today and did some research in advance of it, having not served on the marijuana study over the summer. And two and two or four plants is less than anywhere else in the country is doing. Three and three or six is really the minimum, and that's in seven different states. The additional 12 states have more than that. You know, really what we're looking at here is going to be a minimal amount of people actually growing this. But for those people who live in rural areas or who have income restrictions, perhaps due to their medical illness, which is the reason that they need the medical marijuana, it gives them the opportunity to do this at a lower cost and have better access. Going from four plants to six plants is not significant, but it does really put us at that baseline. And so four seems insufficient. I ask you to vote no.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Would any member wish to speak before Representative Deutsch speaks for a second time? Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm going to ask the body to resist this as well. I mean, I just want you to think, as a government, who are we to say that you can only grow so many plants? I mean, this passed through the initiated measure process with a minimum of three. And now you're going to say that you can only have two in a certain stage and two in another stage? I think that's ridiculous. So I'm going to ask the body to resist this. I mean, if you can't come up with something that's at least reasonable with the Senate, I just think that's uncalled for. So please vote no.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion. Would any member wish to speak before Representative Deutsch speaks for a second time? Representative Deutsch.
Thank you. Just a couple of comments. Remember, this is a negotiation. The Senate has set their number at three and three. And I had a question how to define mature. Mature means flowering, and immature means has not reached that stage yet. Remember, there are many states that do not allow home grow. In fact, five of the states that surround South Dakota do not allow home grow. So it's not unusual. This is a compromise that provides South Dakotans the security that both chambers have gotten together and have agreed. It's not just one chamber coming up with a number, but it's the entire legislature. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, question being Representative Deutsch's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 24 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Gosh votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 50, nays 19, excused 1.
So the Deutsch motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted.
Representative Blair moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 161 be adopted.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Blair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This had come from us from the Senate, this 161. It's the NASA bill. It's the grant authority to a tribal university of $300,000. We have other fund expenditure authority. We just missed the word authority. They fixed it in House of Propes. Senate agreed to that. I ask that we concur.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question being Representative Blair's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 161 be adopted. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Carr votes aye. Gosh votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 59, nays 11.
So the Blair motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 7, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House concurrent resolutions number 6013 and 6014, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has failed to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 53 and has appointed Senator Duvall, Hunhoff, and Heinert as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the differences between the two houses. Kay Johnson, Secretary. Speaker Gosch has appointed Representative Gosch, Kent Peterson, and Smith as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 53. Okay, the conference committee reports.
Reports from conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 103 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with a recommendation that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Gene Hunhoff, Chair, Chris Carr, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, a conference committee on Senate Bill 198 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with a recommendation that the Senate and House do concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 198 and that said bill be amended. Respectfully submitted, Lee Schoenbeck, Chair, Caleb Fink, Chair.
Consideration of reports of conference committees.
Representative Carr moved that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 103 be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would move that we do not concur and that we reappoint. Thank you.
Second. That motion, that substitute motion having been made and seconded to do not concur and reappoint. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Tiedemann.
Very briefly, Mr. Speaker, it came out of the chamber 61-8. I think that this is not reflection of what the body wanted to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Representative York.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I just had to say, and this House did pass that bill, and I am very proud of that fact. But to take back to the committee, this is not just another nonprofit organization. You know, if every child could be born to two loving parents that are going to nurture him and raise him and have a productive citizen, this world would be wonderful. However, that doesn't always happen. And so there's some wonderful people out there that are doing on a volunteer basis something that needs to be done, and that's helping these kids before they get on a wrong path. It's really ironical that we're willing to support them for the rest of their life in our state penitentiary, but we won't put a few dollars into a program that's going to help them when they're a teenager. So I would certainly encourage you to support this.
Thank you. Further discussion on the substitute motion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, then the motion before the House is the Tiedemann motion, the substitute motion to do not concur and reappoint. This is a voice vote. All those in favor will vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. The Speaker has appointed to the committee Representatives Tiedemann, Howard, and Kintz.
Representative Fink moved that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 198 be adopted.
Second. That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. The motion will be to concur in the amendments that we made in committee on Senate Bill 198. We made two overarching changes. I'm not going to go through them one by one, but the two overarching changes is, one, we felt that the scope of the committee was a little too narrow. It was specific in the original language to placements, facilities, and placement only. We wanted to broaden that a little bit, so not only are we talking about placement facilities, but some of the alternative facilities that we could be looking at, as well as some of the other laws that surround the juvenile justice issue. So that was change one. Number two was, we wanted to be more specific about the membership of that committee. And remember that the reason we're doing this through a bill is because through the e-board, if we did a normal summer study process, we wouldn't be able to appoint outside members of the public and private industry to be a part of this. And so you'll see in the bill and the amendments that we made, we're specifying that we need to have folks from the education education world. We need to have folks from the private sector in both mental health folks as well as addiction and substance abuse counselors, as well as law enforcement and some members from UJS appointed by the Chief Justice. And so you can read through those changes that are in the bill. I would highly encourage you to adopt this. I think that we've got a really great makeup for this group to go forward this summer and try and look at this issue and tackle this and bring some solutions back to the body next year. So thank you, Mr. Speaker. Motion is to concur.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, then the question being on Representative Fink's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 198 be adopted. All those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Ladner. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 68, nays 1, excused 1.
So the Fink motion, having received the majority vote of the members elect, the report is hereby adopted. Announcements. Seeing no announcements, the House will be at ease.
Conference Committee on Senate Bill 53 will be held at 5:30 p.m. in Room 413.